Welcome to Cartoonist Kayfabe. My name's Ed Piskor.
I'm Jim Rugg.
We're going to be taking a look at the Michael Golden Batman special from 1984. But Jimmy, what do you have for us up front?
I have patreon.com/JimRugg, and I want to thank all of my new patrons. You guys have really responded to this. I put a lot of original art up. I put a lot of my process stuff up, notes, scripts, all this kind of stuff, and out-of-print zines and mini-comics, such as this ballpoint catalog of ballpoint pen drawings that I did that's been out of print forever. Join my Patreon. You can download a high-res of this and go through it page by page on your own, along with, 10 other out-of-print mini-comics and
Look
zines.
Look at that stuff. Man, how could you not want this?
Yeah. Bring your own 3D glasses, but it will work. So patreon.com/JimRugg is where you can find that and a whole lot more of my comics and comics making.
Red Room is hitting the streets mid-May 2021. Here's issue one, triple the size of your average jobber comic on the racks, man. And guess what? Each issue, being the antithesis of jobber comics, each issue, complete story. There's the cover for issue number two. There's the cover for issue number three. And these are going to be coming out on a monthly basis. Murder on the Dark Web for fun and profit. If you want to read these comics ahead of time, you could hit my Patreon, patreon.com/EdPiskor. I put out new strips every Tuesday, and there's over 100 pages of comics up there. If you hit my link tree, you could go to the Fantagraphics website, order or pre-order the comics as they come out or are going to be coming out. And I want to hip everybody to Free Comic Book Day this year. It's going to be in August, and I hassle your store owner to make sure they have copies of the Red Room Free Comic Book Day comic for you. It's the latest comic as of this recording that I completed. It's the best comic I ever made so far until the one I'm working on now is completed, man. So the best comic I ever made up to this recording is going to be available to you for the sum total of $0 and 0 cents.
But you got to tell your comic book store about it.
And when you go there, buy something.
That too.
You know, important stuff. We need to keep our comic shops healthy. So Jimmy, let's talk about this Michael Golden Batman special, a comic that I had sitting in my boxes for 2.5 decades, and I never read until this past weekend. When I did read it, couldn't help but think of the penultimate issue of The Tick.
Yes.
That Ben Edlund did, where it's Tick, the Tick versus The Tick. And you look at this, man, even the color palette of the Ersatz guy, a little similar to The Wrath.
Yes.
This was a comic that was highly requested that we check out, man. Whenever we use a term, say, masterpiece, you know, this is Michael Golden's at masterpiece, you guys are definitely going to show up and let us know what your masterpiece comic is,
yes,
man. And a lot of people are talking about this Batman joint.
Yeah, the specials, the DC specials, they publish several of these.
Uh-huh.
And I have a few other issues, like Gil Kane Supermans and stuff like that. Some very nice issues. If you find these in dollar bins, 50 cent bins, wherever, always worth picking up because they are usually pretty well done comics.
Yeah.
And they are like oversized. I think this is probably a 48 page comic or something, bigger than a standard comic book,
right,
thicker than a standard comic book,
yeah,
anyway. Awesome starting out. Looks good.
Beautiful. It's Michael Golden, so you know he doesn't take any shorts. Here's what I would have liked. Keep giving me that half page motif for the whole comic. That's what I was hoping for. I was loving these first 8 pages or so when we're seeing the tandem of the origin of Bruce Wayne and the origin of this Wrath character.
These are awesome opening pages. And I want to point out Todd Klein lettering. Always
beautiful.
Good to see Todd Klein. Colors, Adrian Roy. I mentioned him because when I first started going through this, I thought Golden might be coloring it. Something that he does in some of his comics, because strong, man. These are striking pages. Like,
for
colorist,
sure,
is really in sync with the art on these pages.
Look at the Wrath, man. Like, when his mommy gets killed, he's going to grow up and become Sylvester Stallone. Doesn't that look like an outlaw image, like a Landgraf piece or something?
Very much.
All right. Then you got your splashes, man. Batman, the Wrath.
Stop 1 second. Artists. Michael Golden and Mike DiCarlo. It's not a distinction of like pencil or inker, so it does make me wonder exactly how this stuff is divvied up,
right?
And if this is a real collaboration artistically.
Dink. Now, you know, read the comic. Basically, Batman and this Wrath character were essentially born on the same day 25 years ago or whatever. they both take different trajectories, man. It was a cop that killed this Wrath dude's parents, and it was a bad guy who killed Bruce Wayne's parents. When Bruce Wayne's mom and dad get killed, there's a lady there who Bruce Batman cites as being like a good, like wholesome, honest soul in the midst of Crime Alley. And that will have some thematic timing at the end. Some pattern develops there. So as Bruce Wayne, Batman, builds a career fighting crime, this Wrath dude is basically a cop killer.
Yeah.
Just, he spends his time killing police.
Yeah, and his latest target, Commissioner Jim Gordon.
Jim G. And you know what? The Wrath fucking sucks at it. Because he keeps trying to kill him and just killing everybody next to him.
He does. He kills his driver.
Like a politician. All kinds of people. And basically kills enough people that Bruce Wayne is like, dude, we have to just like put you in storage for a minute till I find this guy. Because everybody next to you is fucking dying, man. Look at these beautiful 80s fashions that Michael Golden is adorning his characters with.
Yeah, it's a crazy shirt that this woman's wearing.
Yeah, and those high-waisted-ass mom jeans.
I do not remember that time period for that shirt.
And that Pander Brothers, like femme business haircut.
This is good art. You know, like, I don't love Golden's earliest stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's fine, I can see it. But I like his later period, whenever it's a little more refined. This feels like possibly a bridge to that refinement. You know, I'm not sure when I would say he gets into that more refined style, but a lot of this art has that quality.
Yeah, when he starts hitting, like the Nom is when things start singing for me, because even that Avengers annual, the one that introduces Rogue, still has that fanzine quality to it, man. It captures the spirit of like a young, excited artist who's getting a shot, but it is also wonky.
Yeah, you know what it might be is confidence. We've said this about different artists, but you can see, like, whenever you start to see these kind of medium shots where it's like, I don't need to have all the information in every single panel.
Right.
It's the mark of a more confident storyteller.
So, dude, Playboy Bruce Wayne, man, this is modern day. And somebody defaced his parents' tombstone. What is this Smokey the Bear outfit homeboy's wearing, man? What is that?
You're right.
Is that...
They're
is that
really
Gucci?
Leaning into that the fashion of the times.
Is that Gucci?
That's hilarious.
Like, that is some Ranger Rick bullshit.
I love the attempt at the fashion.
Right.
Like, if I ever have to do research on old comics, I just love seeing, like, what everybody's wearing in those. This feels so specific. Like, I got a copy of GQ magazine this month and everybody's dressed from that same issue.
This is smart drawing right here, by the way, man. This is we're not going to give you the full Rolls Royce because maybe I don't have the reference for that, but I at least have that front piece.
Yeah,
you know, crop that shit real tight so you don't have to draw the full
part. Sure you can get away with this anymore, by the way. I've done DC work where it's like, remove the Nike logo from the shoes, you know.
I guess that editor has to do something to earn that paycheck. Recently, I did a rough that I'm going to be drawing for this like latest issue of Red Room, where I have a character looking through Venetian blinds. I might have to pull from this a little bit.
It's pretty good.
This is really good stuff.
It's so ridiculous. That's an artist commentary if I ever heard one.
There are interesting things, like you see the bat.
That's pretty good.
Shadow right there. Check out this one, and I want to see how it looks on your comic too, because there is some variance to the way our stuff is printed. But this slight...
I didn't even catch it on mine.
Yeah, it's like less than 25... It's like a 10% color difference between the background and that little Batman shadow.
That's what I'm saying about color. Like, look at Alfred in the shadows that are working all around him, on his face, on the hand in the foreground, the pillow next to him. And I think this is such an 80s... That feels like something out of a bad 80s movie, which I love, which would be a good 80s movie in my mind.
A little Miami Vice gimmick.
Even
to
this
it.
Dude, look at that. That quarter shirt.
Just think of Johnny.
It's not a half shirt.
Just think of Johnny Depp in Nightmare on Elm Street 1.
Ridiculous.
Embarrassing. And then you always forget, man, Batman is a master of disguise. But he always
so
has,
is Mark Spector.
But he always has blue hair.
And I've never seen the two in a room together.
Yeah, there you go, man. Anyhow, he gets a little intel down there in the world's underbelly.
And if you want to make this a drinking game at home, every time you see a building in this kind of perspective shot, you'd be about six in by now.
I'm glad you said that, dude, because this is where those young Marvel guys get their idea of what an establishing shot is. Just the outside of a building, not much more going on.
You know, I poke fun, but I do love all this art. This all works for me. Batman walking through this apartment, flashlight, close-up of eyes. Good to look at.
Yeah, and because we have these characters that look the same, this lady, she's with that bad guy cop killer Batman. So as our dude comes closer, and you and I see the blue, it's Batman, and she's like, oh, man.
Yeah, you're not the cop killer I love.
Yeah.
You're a superhero. Shit.
You see those, like, in movies and stuff, you see those girls, it's like American History X, that one, like, girlfriend character who's like, what, you're not a Nazi anymore? Like, I don't want to be with you anymore. Why are you selling out?
Look at how weak this graffiti is. The doors, the police. That's
it would,
all.
It would always be that way.
It's a really nice neighbor. Crime Alley's really cleaned up.
Whenever it's the letterer who's responsible for doing the graffiti, the shit always looks like John Costanza did it, man.
And we repeat the Batman version in Crime Alley, but this time it's the Wrath coming up to this old lady who mistakes him for Batman.
Yeah, because she sees him every anniversary of the death of the Wayne parents, man, under that same kind of street light.
I love that Wrath went to the trouble of putting together the note. He uses the same gun for every cop he kills, which they have traced. They know that's the same guy, but I'm going to make sure that you can't track my handwriting.
How about this? This cityscape is really nice, man. It's like a reductive kind of thing where it's black shapes and perspective, and then they go in with a white media and clock in those windows and stuff. Pretty cool.
Yes. And again, if you're at home drinking, I would count that as one of those building perspectives.
Sure. Sure. And this is not a old dude. This is the lady that hugged young Bruce Wayne. And this Wrath dude also, by the way, because they share that tandem of their genesis, he really easily sniffs out Bruce Wayne as Batman and fucks up Alfred, Jim Gordon, this lady.
Boy, Wrath's costume, once you stop for a second and think about what we're looking at, is ludicrous.
Not far from Seahawk from the Rob Liefeld comics.
Yes, and I'm not going to compliment Seahawk's costume either, but, you know, the W motifs on his mask and on his torso, and I don't know what's happening with, like, the leg part, but...
Don't ever have your initial on your character's
costume. I don't
want
to tell cop killers their business.
Yeah.
But I do think wearing this costume makes it a little bit harder to get away with these crimes you're perpetrating.
That's true.
Anyhow. Man, there is some great drawing, though. You know, we talk about how hard it is to draw a body on the ground.
Yeah.
Really great, and puts it in the foreground to frame those other figures. It's just really nice to look at.
Couple good pieces, man. Like this, you know, three-point perspective upshot. That is not easy to draw. We just saw two in two pages.
The hands are exceptional throughout this comic, too. Somebody who's looking to improve their hand-drawing game, you could do a lot worse than studying this comic.
They really are. Like, one of the things that I've been studying personally, another art observation, is how the hand connects with the wrist and all the kind of stuff involved there. And Golden is definitely very observant about the anatomy of that part, man. Like, it's he's got the right lines in the right places, Jimmy. But, dude, the Wrath, he's angsty. He shoots Jim Gordon in the chest a couple of times, so we've seen that happen 5,000 times in pop culture. We know that homeboy's wearing a vest.
And Batman's worst fears are confirmed once they start wrestling. He's my match. Not only an obsession, but skill.
As a couple ninja stars come at his headpiece. But the Wrath, he's going to be toast, man. Fall off the roof while on fire. And our lady with the power hair, with the Panda Brothers Grendel haircut, she's watching, right? So as our boy, and this is like, you know, he's hanging, he's on fire. He's not going to be holding on to that for very long.
Yeah, for sure.
Slight interlude for the joke Hubert Ed McMahon portrait. Pretty good.
Yeah, and for Arnold Drake being the guy to correspond with for this veterans info ad here, I like seeing Arnold Drake's name pop up. We saw him in the Words and Pictures magazine, and of course, creator of Doom Patrol, but a longtime comics writer who I think maybe smartly got out of comics around pretty early on.
Right.
But yes, long history there. So kind of a cool ad, and yeah, any chance to see Joe Kubert, why not?
All right, so let's tie the whole story together. Because our girl with the power suit, she is beside herself, man. Her cop killer boyfriend, toast. So the little old lady who was a younger lady when young Bruce Wayne was there when his parents got killed, she's got to go over and console our sick broad on the same night. I wonder if this character, this girl, becomes the Huntress or something like this.
Yeah, no idea. But there's a backup piece here, a text piece. This is by Mike Barr, the writer, who we looked at in the Outsiders Batman annual or special that Kevin Nolan drew and colored.
Could have been a contender, man. Like, he collaborated with great artists. He created, he's Camelot 3000, so he did the Kevin Nolan piece.
That's a run.
He did this joint. He did the Todd McFarlane Batman Year 2. Writing. So, like, he could have been a contender, but for some reason, the stuff just did not stick.
Well, what I was going to say is, goes on for 750 words here, never once mentions Michael Golden, his artistic collaborator. And I would guess we aren't looking at this book if it's not Michael Golden. So, a shame not to see him at least mention pretty good art in this story.
Yeah, I did find out that Ellery Queen is the name of is a pen name for two dudes. I didn't know that. So, I did get something out of that. Anyhow, Dan Shahan, there we go, man. We looked
this
at it.
This one's for you.
We looked at it, man. Super cool art.
Yeah, really, really strong stuff. And I'm sure not the last Batman one-shot or standalone kind of thing we'll look at. Kind of cool to see this pop up in 1984.
Just thinking about it, man. These swift, confident, bold strokes, not far from the animated series.
Interesting.
Kinda.
I'm very impressed with the cityscape behind them.
Yes.
There's a lot of layers there. It looks really great. And quite frankly, I'm not sure how that's created.
I said it in the past when I spoke with Michael Golden about G.I. Joe covers. Asked him some technical details. And he responded, Ed, I was Photoshop before there was Adobe Photoshop.
This shows it off, for sure. There's a lot of like color hold type stuff going on there that makes for a very striking cover.
For sure, man. Anyhow, on that note, let's get out of here. Jimmy, K-favors, like, follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the bell. We'll notify you when new vids are available. What do you got out there, man?
Join me on patreon.com/jimrug, where you can see lots of my original art, lots of my process, and download my hard-to-find out-of-print zines and mini-comics. patreon.com/jimrug.
Red Room, coming out on a monthly basis, mid-May 19. I'm still on that tip. 2021. It's going to be a monthly comic. There are 4 issues available for pre-order at this very moment. Get the get your store to order the free Comic Book Day comic. And if you want to read the comics ahead of time, hit my Patreon, patreon.com/edpiskor. All these links are in the link tree in the description below this video.
You can subscribe to the Cartoonist Kayfabe e-newsletter at the links below this video to keep up with everything we have going on, coming up, and coming out in 2021. You can also find Cartoonist Kayfabe t-shirts and merchandise at the links below this video.
Jimmy, give him one less set of march orders, man. We're going to be on our way.
Read more comics.